Hey, this is Jessie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they face in college. Today, I talked to Jess about relationships, performance, and our career and calling. We hear about how God has defined a path to take in the midst of our deepest desires and longings, as well as how our relationships change and are transformed by a relationship with Him. I hope you enjoy.
So I've never really, I've always wanted to travel and wander and stuff like that and see the world. But I never really got that opportunity growing up. I know first world problems, right? But anyhow, I really was trying to find some kind of gap year opportunity to do after I graduate before I settle in the corporate world. And also randomly whenever I came to college, I'm majoring in HR, but I started minoring in German, just cause I was might as well add another tack to the degree, differentiate. Yeah. I was doing that and I was I kind of had this lust to do something. And then randomly last summer, Northway had an event and they, it was a 20s and 30 something. I don't know if you've heard of those mm-hmm. before,
yeah.
But I went to that and I randomly ended up sitting next to this person mm-hmm. and she started telling me about what she does and how after she graduated for a couple years, she taught at a school in Germany, mm-hmm. Through that. And then I ended up getting connected with her and this summer, I'm going there for a week and a half for a summer camp to see Whoa. If I like it. But eventually I'm potentially going to go there for a year mm-hmm. after I graduate. So it was I pretty much a God thing that I had this one and less, but now I get to do it
yeah.
for him for this period of time. So yeah. It's been really exciting.
Did you feel serving or I guess a ministry related thing was something that you had wanted to do too?
Well, I honestly I wasn't even looking into missions work afterwards. I don't know if this sounds bad, but my mom works at a church and it is administratively a mess, and that's it stresses her out so much. So that kind of honestly scares me from that realm of things. Because so many congregations just don't have their stuff together in that respect. And it's been really hard to watch her go through that, but I felt this was just this opportunity specifically, God just wants me to do this for a period of time. I don't know if I'm going to continue yeah. doing it in that, but I wasn't sure if I don't know. I honestly don't know. But
yeah. So another one you picked out was, you said balance and relationships.
Yeah. Especially whenever I first came to Pitt and stuff, I don't know. I've always been really bad at keeping in touch with people. And this one is just one of those things that it's just the little things that that I've started incorporating and what I do, always trying to touch base with people and stop letting people just fade away. Cause I have been so bad at that. And, I don't know, I've found such a difference in meeting friends through church and stuff like that than all of my other friends that I have. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Different.
How did you see what's the biggest difference? Or so it's how do you,
I could give an example, whenever I'm with my Christian friends, we never talk smack on people or anything, but yeah. I used to be in several what's it called, group messages of just purely talking crap on people. Or this is the main thing. I really realized that there was a difference mm-hmm. in us now. Cause my friends, my old gal pals from high school, they came over this one night. It was in January. Mm-hmm. We were having a wine night.
And was this in college?
Yeah. This okay. was last month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, cause I still obviously I'm not going to just be yeah. No, we don't believe in the same thing. Yeah. I still love them just the same, but this is where I really realized that uh-huh. we've just kind of really changed. And they're into some other things, but we were just hanging out, drinking wine, and then they just start hooking up and stuff like that. And wow. I'm and it got to the point where I literally felt left out, but I'm do they think less of me because I'm not? And I'm it's just like my mind doing stupid stuff, but I don't know, just like noticing like different relationships in that respect and like versus like people that are like more encouraging and stuff like that.
When you sort of look back at your college experience, how do you see like, I guess, the body of Christ role in your like experience, I guess, in college?
I would say just like the change in like who I am as a person. Like, I would say that I've like implemented like a lot of, yeah, I guess like changes in myself. Like, I'm like way more patient. I don't get like pissed off as easy. Like, I used to have such a hot fuse. I try to take pleasure in like the everyday, like mundane tasks. Like at work, for example, right now, I'm working HR, but I have like a really like administrative role, and I've been going through the system because we just got like a new HRIS system. I've been going through the system and checking all like 170 something employees' benefits to make sure that they're correct. And it's taken me like 2 days so far. So it's, and like, even whenever people like call and like ask me like questions, and I'm like in the middle of something and I really don't want to be nice, I'm like, well, I'm still like called to love this person, like help them. That's like what I'm here for. Like, that's my role, like in my position.
That's
true. I remember very specifically that like I had this one friend, like this old friend, that like everything, like she's just one of those people that you could like say, quote unquote, like got dealt like a crap deck. You know what I mean? And, like, this one time, like, I was talking to her, and she was, like, feeling really crappy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she came over, like, later that week, and, like, while she was feeling crappy, I was like, well, there's nothing else to do. I might as well pray for her. And she was doing well when I saw her, and I was like, there's no way. Like, there must be a Lord.
Wow.
And that, like, it's so weird to think about, but that's, like, what made me, like, yeah, this has to be a thing.
Church, or, like, that you feel closer to God and stuff.
I would say that it definitely has given me, like, comfort, like, going through situations, for sure. Because I've noticed that, like, I don't know what I do, but I swear he, like, answers my prayers way too much than I deserve.
Seriously.
But, yeah, and it's just, like, such a nice way to, like, document, like, actual instances that I can, like, go back and reflect on. It's also, I would say, helped me feel closer to other people because, just like Jesus said, like, you can't, like, if you, like, hate somebody, you should, like, be praying for them more. Because you can't hate someone if you're praying for them. No, and, like, one of the biggest reliefs I've found for, like, anxiety is, like, I'll just, like, start thinking about other people and their problems, and I'll, like, pray for them. Because then I'm like, well, everybody else has problems, too.
Yeah, it's actually,
and then,
not
like,
just
it distracts me from myself, and it helps them.
Yeah,
so I feel like
yeah.
It's like, it works. I think because whenever I first started, like, coming back to church and stuff, I heard this, like, sermon, and he was talking about, it was, like, 1 Thessalonians or whatever. Actually, I think I have, like, the verse, but it, like, really helped kind of with that.
You said 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians? 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. So you listened to a sermon about that?
I kind of think of it more now, like, instead of, like, having to pray as, like a more, like, I don't know, like doing it thing. I feel, I always try and, like, have at least, like, a constant conversation kind of going.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
So I guess the last thing, you know, if you had to talk to yourself previously, like, what would you say is an encouragement? Maybe, like, in a time where you're going through something difficult, or maybe it was about a misconception of, like, what the church was before you sort of came back. Is there something you'd wish you would have heard?
I don't know. I would just really emphasize, like, this newfound, like, peace that I've found in, like, throughout all situations, too. Like, I used to be, like, I still get, like, this sometimes, but, like, always just, like, so, like, anxious all the time. Like, always, like, thinking, and, like, I used to be so, like, task-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Task-driven is, like, the biggest thing. And, like, I was actually talking to my mom over the weekend, and was telling her that I feel like this newfound, like, peace this semester that I haven't had before.
Wow.
We couldn't decide, like, if I just snapped or, like, if I'm just, like, have my priorities in, like, a different order. And even, like, this morning, too, there were, like I said, there was, like, this really crazy, I have, like, all this crazy stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was so nice because this morning at church they had baptism. So it's so great to be able to go and, like, realize that even though, like, things might be, like, kind of, like, shitty and stuff, like, where I'm at, like, people are still getting touched and it's, like, still, like, so beautiful.
Sometimes I'll be feeling, like, really dry and I'll be like, oh, I don't, you know, like, I don't know if I'm feeling God right now. But then just, like, seeing how much he loves somebody to bring them through this whole plan that he has all the way until that moment is just always like, oh, you know, I this know. Is the kind of God that allows me to, like, be in a relationship with him.